This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
From battling giant pythons to posing for Playboy, there's a whole lot more to our next guest than just the chart-topping song from 1987. I think we're alone now. She's touring Australia and at the moment with the other 80s hitmakers Bananarama and as well as Amber. We're delighted to welcome live into the Joy Studios American singer, songwriter as well as actress, known worldwide only by her first name. Of course, it's Tiffany.
Hello.
Thank you for having me here.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Wow, girl, like, where do we start looking back at your career? And, you know, 30 years. And what grabbed me, a 9-year-old singing at the legendary Palomino Club,
right,
which was always known as a bit, always had a bit of a rough edge to it, a bit of a honky tonk.
It was a honky tonk through and through. Yes, it was. I was in and out, boy. I wasn't allowed to stay in the clubs. But yes, I started at nine. Country and Western music is what I sang at that time. It's what was played in my house in Norwalk, California, back in America. And, you know, I mean, I just wanted to sing. It really was. I sang all the time around the house. I annoyed everyone. And my grandfather was constantly giving me cookies to shut up.
Shut your eye.
Or ice cream. And my mom was, please, honey, please, let me just have a minute. So I was kind of annoying. And then at the age of nine, my parents' friends who had, you know, a record, but they were all independent, you know, old school, just going out on the road, kind of going from honky tonk to honky tonk. They had a go away party, send off party. And my girlfriend, who was, you know, my mom, my parents, of course, they were best friends and stuff. And they all got up and they played the piano and sang. And my dad said, well, you like to sing. I think it was just pawning me on off of them on the party. And then that was it. Everybody went crazy. They were like, you have to do something with her voice. She really can sing. And then it was word of mouth. They just started instructing my parents, because my parents didn't know anything about the music industry, or no one else in my family has this crazy talent or wants to be out in the public eye. But I always did. I mean, I was a dancer at 2 years old, and I just love to perform, and this is just what I'm meant to do, I guess.
Well, wow. I mean, because I was reading that. I mean, straight after that, you know, somebody saw you there and signed you on, and next minute you're on TV performances, you're running around, and you're still this young little girl.
Oh, I got signed to MCA at 14. So that was
crazy.
The beginning of the professional. And by 15, I was traveling the world and number one records and number one album. And, I'm very lucky, first of all. I'm very, very lucky.
Because I did read that, you know, I Think You're Alone Now, when they first brought that to you, you kind of poo-pooed the song.
Well, it sounded like, you know, children behave. And I was like, oh my, what are we doing with this? And then the track came back. And, you know, I really wanted to show that I could sing. And my idols at the, you know, still now, but at the time, who heavily influenced me were Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, Bob's Heart. You know, so I was a rocker at heart. And then you give me this dun 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 dun. And I was like, I just kind of knew that I'd get stuck in dance world. Not that that was a bad thing, but I didn't know if it would really show that I could sing.
Yeah.
So songs like Could Have Been, you know, big ballads and things all this time, kind of padded it for me. That at least showed that I can sing. And I'm still out there showing that I can sing, though, which is great. You know, I have a new album out, Pieces of Me. Check out TiffanyTunes.com, everybody. And I want to say thank you to everybody who is making a resurgence to I Think We're Alone Now. Currently, I'm on iTunes everywhere around the world, blowing up with I Think We're Alone Now and the new version of I Think We're Alone Now, which is a re-record dance thing.
Yes.
But ironically enough, I've been in the studio just in the last couple of weeks before I came here doing a new version of I Think We're Alone Now. So that'll be coming out again. But it's a little, you know, we've stayed true to the record, but we've added some guitars, which is like the new version of Tiffany of what I'm doing.
I was 17, sneaking into my first gay clubs, and your song and that, in those days, so this was 1988-89, it was played in every gay club. We knew it off by heart. We all did it. We used to even try and copy you in a little denim
and
jacket.
And I still do the dance moves. So when you come to the show, everyone come to the show that we're having here. And, you know, I still do the moves. So, you know, if you want to get up and do the moves with me,
excellent.
It still exists. But I really am all smiles this morning with all the news from the resurgence of I Think We're Alone Now. Just like, you know, things just happen. The Umbrella Academy on Netflix Netflix. Yes. It's just kind of put it in one of their scenes, and it's been blowing up. So I wake up every morning now just all smiles. What's next? Yeah.
50 million views on YouTube. Isn't that insane?
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Like, you've done so.
I mean, it puts a little pressure on me for hair and makeup now. They're like, what you looking like now?
Sweetie, you have not aged. Let me tell you, you not haven't aged at all.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's, you know, lots of I love what I do. I love the fans. And I'm so thrilled to, again, have new music now, Pieces of Me. And I think it is one of the best albums I've ever recorded. So I'm so excited to reminisce with fans, because I'm very proud of old school. I would never turn my back on it. You're always going to hear me sing I Think We're Alone Now, Could Have Been. But it's great to also be a writer and producer now and get everybody involved in the new stuff.
Well, so excited to have a new fan base as well, like me, because I wasn't even alive when that came out. Isn't that insane?
Welcome to my world. It's a crazy one, but I'm fun.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for the new album as well.
Well, thank you.
Because, I've always been a fan of Tiffany. And we go through. So I've gone through, like, you've had your 10 studio albums.
Yes.
Of course, we started off with the pure pop. You know, we went through. And then I can see their 2000, The Colour of Silence was a very darker sound. I can think of, like, maybe Alanis Morissette.
Right.
That was that whole thing. Then we move off to 2005, and it's just full-on dance beats. So you're singing. Then we go to a country album.
Right.
And so what's the new sound?
Well, I mean, all of it tells a story, and that's what I've been doing. So it has been strategic. And a lot of people would say, oh, well, you've just been releasing all these different albums. No. You know, the dance stuff was great because producers reach out to me.
Yep.
And why not? I mean, you know, any interest in anything I can learn as a singer, as a songwriter, as a producer, and work with top producers, of course I'm going to say yes. And, you know, again, it's thrilling for me when people are interested. So they've all been experiences to grow and service my fans who love dance music and get out there on the dance floor, you know, and have a good time. The country album Rose Tattoo was really, again, about the backstory of Tiffany. People don't know that I, you know, have been working since I've been nine. And I realized that I kind of never went back and said thank you to a lot of people who really believed in me and just let me jam with their band. So that was a thank you album, really, to all the people like Hoyt Axton and Mae Axton and people who just believed in me. I mean, even though I didn't get signed and didn't get a record deal, but I thought that, you know, you should go back and just say thank you to people who believed in you.
But you were so
young.
And
I think the fans would love it.
You were so young.
I was only 14 when it all happened.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, moving back to Nashville, Tennessee, where I reside now, you know, and having all those people back in my life, I thought, you know, and I need to do something to say, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the mall tour. And just going back and saying, yeah, thank you, and telling the story, because it is really a great story. And I think that now with the new album, Pieces of Me, you will hear a little country in my voice, a little pop in my voice. Those things are ingrained in me as a singer. They don't go away. But the new sound is a little bit like, think of Blondie, Go-Go's meets a Foo Fighters.
Whoa.
So it's very retro
fantastic.
And fun. But, you know, again, we have a little bit of that rock element that I've wanted to do for a while. Probably we started in that genre for Color of Silence. So we're just picking up where we left off and taking it to a little bit more retro fun Go-Go's kind of vibe.
The Go-Go's were a fantastic group.
And you need to get involved.
Belinda Carlisle's was
getting a lot of hands pointed.
No, I know. Belinda's around. She's in Australia. Hi, Belinda. Yeah. I'm sure she's out somewhere. She's out on tour right now as well. So, you know, it's great to be, you know, paired with these artists, but it's also nice to now be an adult and get to know these ladies.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
They're wonderful women.
You were backing, I mean, I'm going through all these people, you know, in London, everywhere, and you were so young, you couldn't have went out and partied with them.
I didn't get to hang with anybody,
so
no.
So you're coming full
now
circle
I'm,
again.
Now I'm coming full circle. It's nice to sit down with a glass of wine like an adult and talk shop. I mean, usually we don't talk music at all, you know. People talk about their lives, their kids, their dogs, their vacations. So, you know, it's great, though, to be able to be amongst my own and them see my heart as well, that I've stayed with it and that I love what I'm doing still.
Do they still treat you like the little girl?
No, they don't. I mean, it's, you know, it's great to know these artists. I mean, I'm currently on the road with Bananarama, and to have a couple cocktails with the girls and just have a laugh. Mm. They're wonderful. They're
we
wonderful.
We spoke to
women.
Them the other week, and we've always known they like to drink. I'm sure there was some.
They are fun, and the show is amazing. I mean, I have to say, they go out there, the songs one after another. You're just like dancing. So, you know, when you do come to our show, bring your dancing shoes and be ready for a night of wonderful celebration of music.
Well, we're definitely going to be there. We're very excited. So, yes. But look, before we go, I want to talk about, you have been to Australia before, your 2018 appearance on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Right.
So, come on, let's be honest. What do you think of the Aussies after leaving that?
Oh, no, I love the Aussies.
What about
definitely.
Those weak bloody athletes, mundane
well,
and that?
I mean,
come
kind
on.
Of, they kind of blew it. And I was like, yeah. Come on, boys. But, you know, it put me in a better position because I was really the first official person to go officially off the show. But, I mean, I hung for 19 days and it was great. It was harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was. But I have to say, for me, it did change my life. Challenging yourself, growing. It really was real. I did. And that's, you know, I don't fly well and that got me going before the tours and stuff. But also, I made really good friends, Jackie and Shannon.
Oh, good.
You know, Fee, all of them are really still my friends. And
so
I treasure that.
For a Sunday roast or anything?
Well, Jackie's out with her book tour right now. So we're hoping to circle back and catch up on this trip. But, and Shannon, I will be seeing in Sydney. So I'm very excited about that. And I've reached out to all of them. You know, again, it's kind of hard, people's schedules and everything, but I will be back.
But what took you so long to come to Australia? I mean, this is your first tour.
This is my first time, and I have no clue. I mean, I toured extensively in America and Europe and Asia, and I think the plan was to make it here. But, you know, some things happened on personally with my management and stuff like that, that I started to kind of go with other people and different things, and life changed. So, and then before I knew it, I had a baby. Yeah. He's 26 now, so I'm back on the road, and here we go. But I'm here now, so I'm so excited. I was like giddy weeks before. I haven't stopped smiling. And even when I landed here, I was like, oh, I'm in Australia. Finally. Because it's been something that really I've wanted to do.
Well, we're very excited to have you here. I cannot wait for Friday night. I will be at the Forum. We'll be down there. There is not many tickets available left. So you need to be very quick if you want to get them.
And you can catch Tiffany tomorrow night alongside legendary Bananarama and German Diva Amber at the Forum. In Melbourne, and you can check that out on ticketmaster.com.au for tickets and dates.
Yes.
Correct. As well as you can go to your website, TiffanyTunes.com. It's got all your old, Bananarama, Amber.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
she's
this
amazing.
Is like I'm bringing out my fluoro. I've got my
bag.
Please,
the people too much. Let's
it
get right
really
to
it. It really is a night of celebration of great music. So come on and hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.